We don't have to
Blog Talk Radio.
So high that they're unattainable, right? I can turn around and say, I want to have the body of Jennifer Lopez in January after I eat every single holiday piece of dessert imaginable, and that is not a realistic look at success for me. But maybe just being able to fit into my current clothes without going to the next size up and being able to button real pants instead of sitting in sweats may be something that I can attain. What do you think?
100%. We want to set ourselves up for success, right? We all know what it feels like to fail. It doesn't feel good, and it's a learning opportunity, but that's never really our goal, right? We're not aiming for failure. So, yeah, make it reasonable. Make it achievable. And, again, write it down. That's a big deal. The other thing I wanted to add goes along with grace, but to ditch all or nothing thinking. It's really common in our culture to get into, I'm either going to do this perfectly or I'm not doing it at all. And when we make choices, when we stumble, because we do, but when we make choices that don't serve us, can we just give ourselves grace and get back on track? Very simple, but can be hard to do.
Yes, but look, giving ourselves grace is the forgiveness of saying that we don't have to do it all perfectly or it's completely no good, okay? You're absolutely right. You can't turn around and say to yourself, just because I didn't follow through on one thing doesn't mean everything I tried to do is not going to work. And that's a very, very, very important thing. And we're going to talk a little bit more about this, but I want to talk about specifically, this show is called Recovery Recharged, and some of the things that people struggle with is compulsive overeating. And I know you and I have discussed it before. And I do suffer sometimes from compulsive overeating. And, of course, when I see the holidays and I see all these wonderful things, I go into the stores, the supermarkets, the bakeries, and I'm surrounded by holiday candy, cake, ice cream, all kinds of things. And all I do is want it all. So what do you suggest for people that tend to be overeaters in a compulsive way? What do you think?
That's such a lovely, big, huge question. So there's a few things. First of all, you touched on a bit when you were talking about giving out the Halloween candy and that you were grateful that you brought none back into your house. Set up your environment to support you. This isn't to say that you're never going to have another piece of candy. Candy doesn't live in my house, and it's not because I've got, you know, because I'm a health coach for years and all these things, I've got this iron will, it doesn't matter what's in front of me, I'm never going to want it. Mm-mm. It'll keep things in my house, they're going to set me up, or I'm going to have to really fight hard to make choices that I want. So, look at your environment. You have control over the environment in your home, hopefully. If your family needs to get on board, maybe have a conversation with them as well. But look at your environment, number one. Set yourself up for success.
You're absolutely right. And I would also say what works for other overeaters like myself is that if I am going to a different place, I will take someone with me or tell someone close to me, please just nudge me if I'm on my third piece of cake, okay? Or my second helping of sweet potatoes with pineapple and marshmallow, because I do not want to overeat. And some of the other things that people tell us actually are very, very basic things, and they seem to really work, like get something on a smaller plate. Have you heard that before? Tell us about that. What do you think? You think that works?
Oh, I know it works. We do it here in my home. I got rid of dinner plates years ago. Now, when I say got rid of, I had to move them into the pantry where they're harder to reach because some family members were like, wait, don't get rid of those. But as a general rule, we eat off of salad plates. The beautiful thing about doing this, and it's a super simple tip, is when you're eating off a smaller plate or out of a smaller bowl, your brain looks at that, sees that the plate is full, and goes, oh, we're getting a full meal. We're good. You could take that same portion and put it on a big dinner plate, and now your brain goes, yeah, but we're not getting very much. Plate's not very full. So it's a very simple trick. When you're also out at a party or a function or whatever, don't park yourself next to the food. Don't hang out at the buffet table. Get yourself into another room. Go socialize with some people. Try not to just sit. And I have found myself at parties where I'm standing and talking, and I'm like, we are right at the table. We need to move away from the table.
You're absolutely right. It's all about these overt things that we can do to distract our brain. I always talk to my recovery clients about two distinct things. Number one is awareness. Be aware of what you're doing. And number two, if all else fails, distraction, distraction, distraction. Okay? Do something else. If it's a party and there's music, you should be on that dance floor. Because one of the ways you get to have maybe an extra piece of candy or cake is if you are active, right? What do you think about that?
Well, and being active, the thing that it does even more than that. So if we get into the mindset, like, well, I was dancing so I can have three pieces of cake, or get into a danger zone, right?
Oh, that's not a good thing to do then, huh?
Not necessarily the best strategy, I don't want to say no. But the other thing you can think about when you're active and intentional, staying active, getting movement every single day, it actually helps lower your stress, so you're less likely to be reaching for food out of stress. And you do that workout, the dancing, the whatever that looks like for you, we've set yourself up to start off in a healthy way. And you don't want to sabotage that as much. And I did that workout, and I did such a great job. I don't want to ruin it by making these other choices.
Okay, I see. That seems to work really well. So basically, it's a combination of distraction and, in general, practicing mindful eating. Yeah?
Absolutely. Another really good thing to remember when you're going to a function, you're staying home, no matter what your day is going to bring, please drink your water. Stay hydrated. When we are dehydrated, our brain will give us cues that it is thirsty, but we can often misread those for needing food. And we will find ourselves reaching for the sugar, all the things, when actually a nice glass of water would really give us what we're looking for.
Yes, and we want to make sure that our listeners understand that staying hydrated doesn't mean alcohol, and it doesn't mean sugary sodas, correct?
Oh, my gosh. I cannot tell you how many times I have worked with people, and I used to go down the same path. I don't know what's wrong. I'm eating all the vegetables. I'm eating so great. Why does the weight keep coming on? And then you look in your cup, and you're like, oh, there it is.
Oh, there it is. Sugary sodas. And alcohol, or, you know, especially this time of year, even a little extra alcohol is not going to help burn the calories, okay? So you have to be mindful of that. And certainly if we are in recovery, we have to understand that you will be tempted all the way around for alcohol and things that are not good for us. So we really do have to make sure that we're very mindful and that we are distracted, and maybe drinking a lot of water will really, really help us.
Yeah, at the very least, get yourself a good full glass of water before you have your next whatever beverage that is. And that can be a latte too. I mean, I cannot tell you how much sugar used to be in my cup of coffee when I would, you know, go for the drive-through lattes, whatever. So, yeah, drink your water. It will help you with all areas of your health, I promise.
I think also sometimes cutting down on some of the things really gives us room to look at other things, like watching, maybe eating some more vegetables will allow us maybe to have a little extra treat, and maybe cutting out some of the white flour and the bread, right? Choose our meals wisely, choose our portions wisely, do you think?
100%. And the other thing to remember, so let's say I'm going to go to a party on a Friday night, and I know there's going to be all the things to indulge in there. So on Friday, I don't go, oh, well, I'm already going to overeat, so it doesn't matter, and I just start getting the wheels off track right from the get-go and I get up in the morning. I'm going to make sure I'm hydrated all day. When I do eat before I go to the party, I want to make sure I get some protein, healthy fat, and some fiber, some veggies, things like that, because that's going to help my body feel very satiated and content.
You see, that's a good thing. I'm going to stop you right there because people think if they're fasting all day long, just waiting to go to the party, then they could have whatever they want. Talk to us about why that's such a dangerous mindset.
Yeah. So, first of all, that gets you more into kind of those hard, fast, restricted kind of feelings and rules. And you know what? We need things that are sustainable. Okay, we don't need to white knuckle our way through everything, especially when it comes to food. So let's not do that. And if you arrive at that party and you are starving, I don't know how you're going to get through there and not overload your plate a couple of times, right? Instead, get there. You've already had a meal. You're fine. You know, maybe you've had a smaller meal because you plan to eat when you're there. That's okay, too. But you don't want to arrive at the door too soon. Ravenous. That's setting yourself up for failure again.
And I have done that so many times, so now I know that I always have a little something before, and I make sure that I drink plenty of water before so that I am not full, and I am so that I am comfortable and not looking, where's the food, the moment I walk in the door, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You can also bring to the event, if it's okay to do, bring something to the event to serve as well, because then you're guaranteed, because you have control over the ingredients, there's going to be at least one thing at the table that's really going to serve you and your nutrition needs optimally.
So what you're saying is take a good look at that table, and you know, sometimes too for an overeater, we have to pull ourselves back a little bit because we look at this and we want to eat it right away and we want to sample everything right away. So some of the things that have worked for me in terms of controlling my compulsive overeating is to take a good look at the table in the beginning, because I'm always thinking consciously of it. And even if I'm socializing with other people and moving around in different places, I'm always thinking, what does the food look like? Where is the food? So if I take a look at it first and I just walk around without touching anything, it actually lowers my stress level. Can you understand that, why that works for me?
Love that, because you're not rushing it and you're not being reactionary to all of it. You're actually bringing that intention in that we were talking about. I'm going to look. I'm going to see what's available. This is not a 911. There isn't a race and I have a limited amount of time to, you know, get all the food or whatever. I can relax in this environment and I'm in charge. That's a big deal. Another one of my number one tips for when you feel like you're overeating, get your plate, have a seat, and make a plan to stop halfway through. So you've eaten half of what's on the plate. And I want you to just stop and take a deep breath and ask yourself, how am I feeling? Am I full? Have I had enough? And how do I want to feel if I've finished? Do I want to feel overstuffed and uncomfortable? Do I want to feel content? Really pausing and checking in is a very powerful tool.
That's amazing, and that's really good. And we're gonna stop for a little break at the moment. And when we come back, we're gonna talk about some more absolute essential tips for being able to maintain and have a healthy holiday season without worrying about holiday weight gain. Colleen, I'm so glad you came back to us because you're my resident expert. You come to us once a year and give us all great news about how to stay healthy. Colleen, tell everybody where they can find you.
The easiest thing to do is to go to my website, ColleenClary.net. It's got everything there, you guys. You can email me. You can set a session time with me. All my social channels, all those things are there.
Terrific. Thank you. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
From the push-it bra, from the Bronx to New York, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
activate the spirit within you in deep conversations of power, faith, grace, love, and forgiveness. On Soul-Inspired Reflections, Ascension, a Humble Awakening of the Heart. Join me, your host, Gina Libido, every second Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And find that even the chaos of your world makes sense and has meaning and purpose. Make a choice, be inspired, take action. For more information, go to soulinspired.org. That's soul-inspired.org.
Are you looking for a way to break old habits that are holding you back from reaching your true potential and living the life you deserve? Well, look no further than Dr. Loretta Phillips. She is a clinician and a relationship and mental health coach that will assist you with reaching your purpose. She will hold you accountable so that your desires are now a reality. Connect with Dr. B at CultivatingYourLife.com and find your path today. That's CultivatingYourLife.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com. It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Emotional Elevation with me, Susan Dene. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDene.com. That's D-E-N-E-E.com.
What if you could enter a sacred vortex of love and beauty, infused with the power of the earth and ascended masters?
Join myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera and Dr. Sharon Martin, in the Sacred Magic Show.
Bring in the mystical and sacred for healing, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You too can have your health and life challenges melt away.
Join now and feel your heart open up to the answers to your most important questions.
From the Pushkin Broad, from the Bronx, New York,
Welcome back, Transformation Talk Radio listeners. My name is Ellen Stewart, and I am the pushy broad from the Bronx. I am flying solo today. My co-host, Dr. Pat, is doing other things, but I want to let you know that Colleen Cleary, holistic wellness coach, is with me today, and we're having a great discussion about the thing that, one of the things that really concerns me, and that is gaining weight over the holidays. So we've got some very insightful tips. But first, I want to introduce the little buddy that's in my arm. If you're going to watch Facebook Live or the YouTube channel, you're going to say, what does Ellen, the pushy broad, have in her arms today? This is Loki, everyone. Loki's 10 years old, and he's a Pomeranian mix. And I'm just sitting, dog-sitting for his mommy and daddy who are traveling. And Loki is not at all happy unless he's sitting in my lap. So he is part of the radio show today, and if you take a look on Facebook or YouTube, you will see how absolutely beautiful this dog is, and he's very quiet. So thank you very much, and thank you, Loki. Okay, so let's continue on, because I really do feel that as much as we do some absolutely basic things, mindset is really, really important in how we proceed. So I just want you to reiterate, Colleen, what you turned around and said, what we should be keeping in mind when it comes to what our plan looks like for success. So tell everybody out there that maybe hasn't started with us or has forgotten the most important thing in trying to keep our mindset good for holiday weight gain.
Okay, yeah. So the number one thing is really to be intentional about what success means for you as an individual. So take a moment, think about, okay, it's January 2nd. How do I want to feel? What do I want it to be like? What would success, when do I get to go, wow, that was a win? What does that look like for you? And then I want you to make a plan based on that, and I want you to write it down. Because this will signal to your brain that you mean business, that you're not just hoping for the best, that you're actually going to make it happen.
You know, that's one of the approaches that I use with clients when it comes to this. Thinking about what you want things to look like, and then the moment that happens and you have an actual plan for what you want things to look like, all of your stress and anxiety around it seems to dissipate. It's when you don't know what you want things to look like that you're so stressful about it that you don't have a concrete plan. So you always plan for what success will look like, and then you put it on the back burner because you know now and you're not stressed out about it. And if you have a problem with overeating, there are a couple of really big things that you can do, and one of those things is to have a buddy with you and do like I do. When the food is out, just walk around the table without touching, without being compelled to taste anything. Just tell yourself you're just going to walk around and see what the food looks like, and so you can actually begin to de-stress about it. I think that's a really good way for you to move forward. Colleen also talked about snacking wisely and watching your portion sizes, and you also mentioned the benefit of eating on smaller plates, right, which is what you do at home.
Yeah, absolutely. We adopted smaller plates in my home years ago and have never looked back. Nobody ever gets their meal on the small plate and goes, what? Oh, my gosh, no one's feeling restricted or deprived. It just naturally supports our efforts to eat portions that serve us best. And it's just a very simple thing to do.
Terrific. So now let's talk about specific eating and the kinds of foods that one has to try to stay away from and the kinds of foods one should be eating a little bit more. So let's talk about whole foods, processed foods, and all of those other things. Give us some idea from the nutritionist point of view.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you are making food at home, I highly recommend you cook at home as much as possible. I know that looks different for everyone. When you cook at home, you have control over the ingredients, and you are making food for you that is closer to its original source versus things that you can't even really recognize. So if your food has a label on it, then that's not probably as close to the original source as it can be. We get a lot more packed nutrition in the foods that don't come with a label. That's kind of a general rule. That isn't to say you're never going to eat processed food again, but aim for like an 80-20 rule. That's a really easy one to aim for. 80% of the time, I'm going for whole foods that are unprocessed, that's made at home, fresh, those kinds of things, versus the things that come with a label. If you're going for things that have a label, please read your label. Be an informed consumer. Know what you're putting in your body because it matters.
It really does. So now talk to us a little bit about protein and fiber and healthy fats. And I always get confused. Lay it out for us.
All good. So if you just remember those, and here's where writing things down help again, because not only does it say we're serious, it helps our brain remember it. So we're listening to it now. So we're going to listen again, and then we're going to write it down when we have a moment. Protein, healthy fats, and fiber, veggies, those kinds of things. When we take those in at a meal, then we can stay fuller longer. We stay satiated longer. Versus I'm eating heavy-duty sugar, let's say I'm having a croissant and a latte for breakfast, that's going to jack up my blood sugar. I'm going to feel full for a little bit, and then I'm going to have that blood sugar crash, and I'm going to be reaching for something desperately to get me out of that low blood sugar state, and I'm going to have to jack my sugar back up. So instead, weight loss and maintaining weight loss is a lot about keeping a steady blood sugar instead of that roller coaster that we can get into.
You're absolutely right. And it seems when I look at it that way, it's a lot easier because I'm thinking about how my body is physically feeling, correct? And also, I also find that chewing a little bit more slowly and waiting a little bit after I have eaten, just like you said before, talk to us again about waiting, eating only halfway and then continuing, because I think that's a really, really good tip. So talk to us about how the body catches up with our stomach.
Well, right. So there's the news out there that's been out for a while that when we start eating food, it takes about 20 minutes for what we're consuming for our brain to register whether or not we're full. So anytime we're going to sit down and have something to eat or stand up at a party and have something to eat, just notice when you're about halfway through your plate. And then pause, because remember, it's not a 911. Take a deep breath and tune in. How am I feeling? Any time with your wellness that you can pause and ask yourself how you're doing, big win, okay? So check in halfway through the plate. Am I full? Am I over full? And then big one, how do I want to feel when I put this plate down? Do I want to feel overstuffed and uncomfortable? Or do I just want to feel like that tasted really good? I'm not overly full. I'm good. You get to decide. But you put yourself in the driver's seat if you will pause and check in.
You're absolutely right. And I always find that some people have a problem because they think they have to finish everything on their plate. Right? That's a mindset that came psychologically from way back. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Oh, sure. I know right where that came from for a lot of people anyway. Okay. Here in the U.S., it came from the Depression era. Food scarcity is a mindset that has been passed down from one generation to the next. It came from my parents, and I absolutely understand it. So that's part of why when you get a smaller plate and you're intentional about how much you put on there, you're not going to worry about finishing it all because you're not going to have a platter size full of food that you took for yourself. That's
one thing. I remember mom and dad saying, eat everything on your plate because children are starving elsewhere, so you should be thankful for what you have. Like, I was going to help starving children by eating everything on my plate.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, like, I get that. I for sure was lucky enough not to live through the Depression. So I honor that that's where that mindset comes from.
Yes, absolutely. That they didn't have an abundance to begin with, so that they held on to everything they had.
Yeah.
We are fortunate that we do have abundance, and I have used smaller plates many, many times, but I will use that as a compulsive overeater. I will use your tip of eating half of it, stopping, breathing, you said, taking deep breaths and saying to myself, how do I feel? And giving myself some time, right? Giving myself some time to actually have my stomach catch up with my brain, which is a really good thing. And also watching those beverages, right? If we're in recovery, we have to be very, very, very careful because sometimes there is alcohol mixed with other things that we have no idea of. That holiday punch going around, baby spiked, and so I need you to be very careful. And also that extra sugar is something that's going to stay with you after January 2nd. So let's talk a little bit about what other factors can affect the holiday season, about your habits and what else you can do to make sure that you're in a healthy mind, body, and spirit frame of mind going through. What do you think, Colleen?
Absolutely. There's way too much more to it than just the food on your plate. So my other number one thing that I'm always talking about is your sleep. It is foundational to your health and wellness, your mindset. Everything relies upon enough quality sleep. So not just, you know, I'm getting 8 hours, but I actually talk internal night and I'm up 3 times a night. Good, deep sleep, quality sleep, it's really foundational. It is so much harder to make the choices that really serve you when you're exhausted. And when you're exhausted, your brain will start looking for those sugary, heavy carb kinds of things because it's looking for a quick dose of energy. So it actually doesn't care that it's going to shoot up your blood sugar because your brain is looking for energy because it knows how tired you are. So you've got to get some sleep.
All right. So the recommended amount of sleep, no matter what. And I know there are lots of people out there that are cooking Thanksgiving dinners, and they're starting now, and they're baking, they're cooking. Can we? You said to cook a lot of meals at home. Can we talk a little bit about, if you're baking and cooking, maybe some of the things we can be doing to be mindful about nutrition during this time?
Yeah, again, it goes to that basic rule of really trying to aim for whole foods versus processed. And I really think the more simple your meals are, your recipes are, the better. First of all, it just eases stress on you. Now, for some people, that's a creative outlet to get into these really elaborate things, and I for sure appreciate and support that. But as a general rule, just try to go with those simple things that are less processed. When you go to the grocery store, another good general rule, if you're sticking to the outside perimeter of the grocery store when you're shopping, for the most part, number 80-20, you're doing really well. We're not aiming for perfection.
No, we're just aiming to feel good and feel better and to ask ourselves, how do we want to feel come January 2nd? And I understand that. And then there were some things. I've seen articles that say they replaced butter with applesauce and mashed banana or pumpkin puree, and instead of sugar, use low-calorie substitutes or add dried fruit instead of chocolate chips, things like that. How do you feel about that, Colleen?
So I think doing those kinds of swaps can be really helpful if you're like on a plan and you're really trying to take care of your sugar intake and that kind of thing. I think that's a beautiful thing. As long as it doesn't start to feel restrictive, you don't start to get into that all or nothing black or white thinking, which I have a funny thing about that I'll share with you in a moment. So go ahead and do those swaps. If those are serving you and you're seeing good results and you're feeling good with those, great. If you start feeling like, I'm never going to have fill in the blank again because I can't, that's going to start feeling like a rule that you're going to want to break at some point. So it's about balance.
Yes, and I hear what you said, because deprivation does not work. Right? It really doesn't work, or at least it doesn't work for a lot of overeaters. I know, because the more I tell myself, you can't have this, I'm like a little kid. That immediately means I want it, okay? And I have been able to maintain my boundaries and have 37 years clean and sober from alcohol and substance misuse, but food is a difficult situation, obviously. But if I can do things in moderate quantities and tell myself, well, I can just have this one thing because this is my boundary, it is better for me than saying to myself, I could never have a piece of chocolate again.
Oh, yeah. You touched on something that I call toddler brain. The moment we set a hard line, if you can never again, toddler brain just comes into the room kicking and screaming and having a big old meltdown. And it's really, really hard to resist.
It is. It is. And also, being in recovery, I suggest everybody out there practice what I practice, and that is the one day at a time rule, which is what you talk about as well. I'm not thinking about what's happening this entire holiday season. I will think about Thanksgiving Day and what I'm eating on that day on Thanksgiving Day. I am just going to take it one meal, one festive meal at a time, one social situation at a time, just like I do in my recovery. I am clean and sober today, and that's what I have. And that's exactly how we take one meal, one situation at a time. And that seems to work in big ways. So that means drawing the line and setting boundaries. Some people think also, in order to avoid holiday weight gain, we should be weighing ourselves regularly. How do you feel about that, Colleen?
I think that depends on the individual. I think for some people, weighing like once or twice a week works totally fine, because if they don't stay tuned in, they will pretend that nothing's happening. They will deny what's going on. And then here comes January and we're feeling a little regret, right? However, I know for some people that can become an obsession, that can become this driving thing that we never stop thinking about. That's not healthy either. So if that's the thing that sets you up and triggers you for not enjoying the holidays, Just put on a pair of button-up pants once a week and see how you're doing and call it good. You don't have to get onto the scale.
That I understand.
The scale is only a small part to your overall picture, too.
And I would say, at least after Thanksgiving Day, try not to get up on that Friday morning and get on the scale, all right? Give yourself a little time to just take it easy. And also some of the things that you mentioned are really, really important. We always have to do the best we can, right? And forgive ourselves if we have gone astray, but always to be mindful that the very next opportunity is an opportunity to set our boundaries and do the right thing, correct? And not just to say, okay, it's all going to hell in a handbasket, and the entire holiday season, I'm just going to eat everything in sight, right?
Oh, my gosh. So the thing that I heard about this that I love is think about when you get a flat tire. For those of you driving right now, hopefully that's not your case. Think about you get a flat tire, what do? We do our best to get it repaired as soon as possible. We do not pull over and slash the other three tires. So it's the same thing. We make a misstep. We just get back on track at the next opportunity, and we just keep going forward.
That is a great analogy, a great metaphor. I am going to think about that a lot. That's exactly right. Absolutely unbelievable. And also, can you give us some ideas? Because sometimes when you go to gather with people, especially during the holidays, it always seems to center around food. Are there some alternatives in terms of getting together that you might suggest?
Yeah, and it really depends on your group of people. Some will be open to other ideas and some will not, and that's okay. But I like to suggest, can we maybe get together and go for a hike, or maybe we can go for a walk, or maybe we can go to an art museum or a play or something else. Trying to think of something else you guys can gather and do where you still feel connected, because that's the biggest reason for the holidays half the time, right? That should be a big piece to it. How can we feel connected that doesn't have to center around food?
And you're absolutely right, because feeling connected gives us a chance to actually talk to the people that we haven't seen in a while. And maybe that's why some of us eat more, because they don't want to talk to some of the people they haven't seen in a while. But this is an opportunity to do that. And with all of the lights and the festivities and the fact that we put out lights for Halloween and then everything comes out for Turkey Day and then Christmas, there's so much to see outside.
Mm-hmm.
I have done situations where I have rented limos and had my friends in the limo, and we've gone all around Manhattan with the lights, with the Christmas lights, and it wasn't about food. It was just about taking in Fifth Avenue during Christmas, and there are things like that to do in your neighborhood. So don't feel like everything has to be centered around food.
Oh, 100%. What a lovely memory. I love that idea.
Really, really nice. I do remember those very, very well. Okay, so now tell us how we balance exercise with what's happening here. How do you think we do this in a healthy way?
I think you need to make it a priority. For me, in my life, it's non-negotiable. It's part of who I am, and I know it's going to be part of my day. And again, I plan ahead. I don't just hope that I'm going to get in some movement in my day. I've got a plan for how and when it's going to happen. But when you make it a priority, you're going to work off that holiday stress so much easier and set yourself up better. Now, for some of us, we feel like my schedule is overbooked. I don't have time for workouts. It's a really common one. You do have the time if you make the time. And it's okay to, instead of telling yourself, oh, I don't have time to go to the gym for an hour. Okay, go outside for a 10-minute walk. If you don't have time for a 10-minute walk, then maybe you need to delegate some things. But it's okay to shrink them down into smaller chunks so they feel more manageable.
You know, you just said the big word here, delegate. Okay, I have been so stressed. I had husbands. I had holiday dinners. I cooked for so many people. I started cooking weeks before, stressing. Let's talk a little bit about, from a wellness point of view, how to de-stress over holiday prep.
So delegating, obviously, and I know, again, that looks different for everybody. And for women especially, I think we get into the mindset, well, I'm the only one that can do it well enough. Or
oh, my God, I've heard that so many times. I have to do it. I have to do it. I have to be the one to do it. That's baloney. You don't have to be the one to do it.
You don't. And then you're robbing other people the opportunity of contributing, right? So
there you go.
Okay. So delegate. Make sure you're getting your sleep. And another really great thing is don't forget to take a deep breath here and there. You can go full on into breath work. There's lots of things out there on breath work that you can look up. You can do some formal thing like that. But even just remember to take a deep breath here and there throughout your day. Generally speaking, a lot of us do a lot of shallow breathing all day long. But deep breath is where you actually calm your nervous system down.
So it's very possible to be able to use your brain to help your body change its reactiveness, correct?
Yeah.
And I know you're is a very big proponent for you. So we have about 2 minutes left before the end of this show. So I would like you first to tell everybody where to reach you and spell your last name for everybody so that they know.
Sure, no problem. So I'm Colleen, C-O-L-L-E-E-N, Clary, C-L-E-A-R-Y. I have a website, ColleenClary.net. That's one of the easiest places to find all the things, but I'm on Instagram under Colleen Clary Wellness. You can find me there. I have a Facebook group. It's called the Sisterhood for Wellness, the number four in the middle of those two words. And I'm also over on Twitter. And all over the thing. But again, the easiest, go to Colleen and you'll see all of it right there.
Colleen, 10 seconds. One final message for us for this holiday season?
Give yourself grace. I know you're doing the best you can.
There you go. I am so thrilled to have you. I'm always thrilled to have you with us. This is Ellen Stewart, the Pushy Broad from the Bronx. If you want any more information about Colleen, you can call me at 800-889-1757, the Pushy Broad. If you need any help over the holiday weekend in recovery, over the holiday season in recovery, please reach out. I am here for you to make things easy for you. Colleen and I will take all of your questions privately, and we deal nationally and internationally. Have a wonderful holiday season, and remember, your mindset is responsible for how you live and how you're eating this holiday season. So enjoy yourself. Have a good one. Take care. Till next time. Bye-bye. This is Ellen Stewart, the Pushy Broad from the Bronx, saying thanks for listening, and remember, everybody needs a little push.
From the Pushy Broad from the Bronx, New York, that's it, I have found.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good crisp Wednesday morning to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around the Sound. We're over on Facebook. And westbound at Forest Service Road, number 7175, mile plus 56, a recent collision partially blocking the lane there. Good thing the State Patrol has been dispatched and seen to take care of that situation. Stay tuned coming up next. After the news weather, it's the Get It Trusted Right Solar Show, followed by Team Dunn.